AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration has sold a massive defense package to Taiwan, drawing anger from China. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The U.S. State Department says the Trump administration has sold a massive package of more than $10 billion in arms to Taiwan. The sale announced late Wednesday includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. And that has angered China, which has been ratcheting up its aggressiveness toward Taiwan. China's foreign ministry says the sale seriously violates the One China policy. A spokesman says it gravely harms China's sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity, severely undermines the stability of the Taiwan Straits, and sends a wrong signal to Taiwan independent separatist forces. China firmly opposes this and strongly condemns it. Under federal law, the U.S. is obligated to aid Taiwan with its self-defense. China has vowed to take Taiwan by force if necessary. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump delivered an address yesterday in which he blamed Democrats for the nation's economic challenges while announcing that U.S. troops would receive bonus checks of nearly $1,800 for Christmas. The nearly 20-minute speech was broadcast live in primetime on network television. In Rhode Island, authorities released more video from the day of the Brown University shooting. They're also searching for video from the week before the attack that killed two students and injured nine. Actor Gil Gerard died Tuesday at the age of 82 after battling a rare aggressive form of cancer. He was known for playing television's hunky sci-fi hero, William Buck Rogers, soon after the Star Wars franchise took hold in the late 1970s. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Josh Giddey had 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists for triple-double number 6 on the season to guide the Bulls past the Cavaliers 127-111. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 28 points and 12 boards in the Grizzlies' 116-110 win over the Timberwolves. Rockets coach Ime Udoka has been fined $25,000 for criticizing officiating. NHL, Sam Bennett's early third-period goal held up as the winner in the defending champion Panthers 3-2 triumph over the Kings. Carter Verhaeghe also scored.
Now we know how we want to play every night a little bit. Every year is different.
NFL, the Bears say they're mulling a move to Northwest Indiana with stadium public funding efforts stalled. And MLB, 31-year-old Ani Colombi is joining the Nationals as their general manager. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.